been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, December 22nd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Stephen is getting a head start on the newsletter today so that maybe we can get in a little Christmas shopping here later today. Most shows today across the radio waves are going to be replays and repeats and pre-programmed, but not us, not Bill Gunderson. We are live here today on this December 22nd. Two shopping days left until Christmas. I better get started. The Dow is down 6 points right now. I expect a quiet day in the market. It is at 24,775. I think most traders are headed for the Hamptons. I see it's 7 degrees in Boston today. It's about 60 here in Charleston. I'm in Charleston today, up from Orlando yesterday. The NASDAQ is down 10 points, 6,955. Will it get to 7,000? It's got 9 days left, about 5 trading days left to do it. I don't know. I don't think we'll get there. We've got the Russell 2000 down 3 points right now. The small cap stocks have definitely lagged their large cap counterparts here in 2018. Crude oil is down 28 cents to $58.08. Gold up $4. I think you'll see a better year in gold in 2018. I have no exposure yet, but I'm going to keep my eye on it. I think that inflation trade might be headed back into town here. Silver up 5 cents to 16.29. The euro's at 1.18. And the bond market, we're sitting right at about 2.50 here as we get ready to end 2017. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in San Diego, California, the Carlsbad Studios. Stephen is working on the newsletter. I'm here in Charleston, South Carolina, visiting family. We'll be headed home soon, back to San Diego. But Charleston's a very, very pretty, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city, very reminiscent of San Diego. We don't quite have the history in San Diego that Charleston has, but in scenery, very, very similar. The market's going to be quiet, I think, as we end the week here. A lot of the traders headed for the Hamptons, headed for Charleston, headed for Orlando. In fact, the traffic going south to Orlando last night was quite heavy. Leaving Orlando was quite light, so we had a nice trip back to Charleston. Pretty good day in the market yesterday. I was able to get through my entire database yesterday in a pretty quick fashion. A couple of observations that I would make about yesterday's trading. Bitcoin continues to get clobbered. I called the top on Monday in Bitcoin. You know, it's been going up for a couple of years now. In fact, it's been going up, I don't know, for several years. It is absolutely getting slaughtered right now. So if you heeded my warning, yeah, you can send me my peanut brittle or my my fruitcake in the mail. Gunderson Capital, you know, Carlsbad, California. Listen, this thing is getting slaughtered, absolutely slaughtered. This GBC Trust, which hit 3,500 the other day, it's at 1,255 today. 1,255. I got to put that into my calculator here. What kind of a percent loss is that? You know, if there was only an easier way to short this thing, I would have been all over it, but you cannot get. GBTC is now down 64%. since I called the top on Monday, the last 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's down 64%. It's lost two-thirds of its value in 4 days. Don't say that Bill Gunderson didn't warn you. The other observation I would make about yesterday's trading, the energy stocks. Man, are they gaining some steam right now? This is reminiscent to me of 2011 when I wrote my book, Best Stocks Now. In fact, a lot of those stocks that I wrote about in 2011 that were the leading commodity stocks until the commodity trade started to fall apart in 2012, 2013, they are assuming leadership roles once again. So if you go back to the book, the Best Stocks Now book, which was written in 2011, just take a look at a lot of those energy stocks and commodity stocks that I wrote about at that time. Maybe there's seven or eight of them in there. Guess what? Those stocks are breaking out with a vengeance once again. And this goes along with my observation that I think the market is sniffing out inflation, because I am seeing an inflation trade start to heat up. Even though there's really not any signs of inflation yet, although we had the highest print in quite some time on the producer price index recently, I think the market is getting ahead and positioning itself, smart players. Not Bitcoin players. See, the little guys in the Bitcoin were getting in right at the top when the big guys were selling to them. They got out. You notice how their timing was? They got out. Well, I see the smart money now moving into one of the areas that I see smart money moving into, the financials and the energy stocks. So we'll be looking for, and we've already added some leading energy stocks and leading commodity stocks to our portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management as we position ourselves for 2018. I think you'll have different leadership in 2018. I know we'll have different leadership than what we had in 2017. That's why you have to be an active manager. You have to watch the asset class rotation. You have to watch the rotation that takes place in the economy. You have to watch carefully the rotation that takes place amongst the sectors in the market. And right now, we've got certain sectors in the market being upgraded. In other words, getting upgrades to their earnings estimates. And the charts are really heating up, while other sectors are dead in the water right now and receiving downgrades. Now, that's not across the board, but generally speaking, when a sector goes sour, it takes all the stocks with it. And conversely, when a sector heats up, it takes most of the stocks with it. A rising tide. As I look out on the Charleston Harbor here, got all these little boats parked in front of us. When the tide comes up, every one of those boats is going to rise. Except for this guy that's somehow ended up on the beach last night. I don't know. Maybe it was partying too late or something, but his sailboat is beached right now. So this week's newsletter, today's newsletter, I will have a lot about what is changing in the market right now. The currents are changing. The tide is shifting. The phase of the moon is changing. Very important as you begin to position for 2018. Well, we don't have to worry about Congress being shut down, although a lot of us would love to see Congress shut down permanently. They passed their stopgap spending bill. That'll get them through mid-January. The most contentious part of the bill, what's called the PAYGO waiver. This would suspend rules that bar the government from enacting expensive new program like the GOP tax cuts unless there's enough money in the current year's budget to pay for them. We have one report out on the economy this morning, November durable goods. They disappointed. I wouldn't go selling all my stocks in my 401k because of the weak, soft durable goods report. The economy still looks good from where I sit. Right now, there goes another freighter. Look at this economy. It's just roaring. I've seen two freighters come in this morning. They're actually container ships. And I've seen two freighters leave. You know, in San Diego, they leave empty. The Dole pineapple ships leave empty. We don't seem to trade anything back the other way. I'm happy to report that the freighters here in South Carolina are leaving loaded with something, and I don't know where they're headed for, but the economy is pretty vibrant right now. More evidence on that and what stocks are currently benefiting from the economic cycle that is beginning to just change a little bit here in the market. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on December 22nd. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. We have got Piper Jaffray boosting holiday sales outlook. You know, I'm seeing it. I've been saying I see a more vibrant consumer almost everywhere I look, whether it's the restaurants, whether it's the shopping malls, whether it's the Dole Whip pineapple line at Disneyland, the Jungle Cruise line. It just seems that the consumer is very vibrant, and you know, we heard yesterday that four major employers in the U.S. AT&T, Comcast, who were the other two? I can't think of the other two right now, but going to give their employees $1,000 bonus for Christmas because of the new tax bill, and of course they will be spending that out there in the economy, I would think, unless they're going to use it to pay off credit card debt. That's no fun. You don't want to do that. Come on. You know, live it up a little bit. Piper Jaffray says that the consumer spending intention showed notable improvements in recent weeks, lifting its holiday sales growth forecast to 3.5% from 3%. So, you know, favorite holiday investment ideas. Here's who Piper likes. Who's who they think is going to benefit the most from these vibrant holiday consumer spending intentions right now? Amazon. Okay, we're seeing Amazon. Amazon has a very good chart right now. I continue to own Amazon. I saw a UPS driver last night. He looked exhausted, man. He was really looking bad. His truck was all beat up, and he was all beat up. He was getting a Monster energy drink at about 9 o'clock last night. They expect Best Buy, and I've noticed that Best Buy stock has been breaking out recently. They also like Steven Madden and Dave and Buster's. Okay, I'm going to look at Dave and Buster's play. Yeah, I don't like that. The sell-off in the crypto world right now is horrific. Crypto, the GBTC ETF is now down 65% this week. It's lost two-thirds of its value. What are traders blaming? Well, they're blaming a reality check. Ah, finally. Oh, I see, a reality check. They say that there's a lot of capital flowing from Bitcoin into the alternative coins. Now, I don't have the other coins up here. Ethereum and Litecoin, but I think they're selling off too. There's also reports that the SEC's crackdown on the cryptos is about to get very serious. And of course, we know that the SEC has been warning investors about the cryptocurrencies, and also the regulators in Great Britain have also been warning investors about the cryptocurrencies. Now, talk about bad timing. Goldman Sachs today is announcing a new crypto trading desk. It's just a headline for the moment, but a notable one given Wall Street's acceptance is among positive catalyst cited by the Bitcoin bulls. Now, before you get real excited about this and get your hopes up, it seems to me that over the years, Goldman Sachs has been notorious for kind of getting in at the top and kind of getting out at the bottom. That's just been my observations over the years. I've also known that General Electric has been notorious for that. They were buying into the commodity and the oil boom back in 2012 when we had the shale boom right at the top. And now that I see that they're getting rid of their Baker Hughes position, just about the time all of these oil energy plays are breaking out. So anyways, Goldman Sachs has got a crypto trading desk right now. Give him a call today and see how he's doing. You know, another piece of news that is reminiscent of, to me, the dot-com bust in 2000. Here's a little stock, NXTB, okay? Tiny little company, NXTB, announced yesterday that they're going to get in on the blockchain technology, and the stock rocketed higher by about 50, 60%. This was just a $30 million company a few days ago. Now it's a $95 million company, NXTD. It just reminds me of any company in 2000 that announced dot-com intentions. You saw them rocket higher, and I'm seeing that kind of same type of craziness in the cryptocurrency market right now. How about this, the fires in San Diego? You think that that utilities are for widows and orphans? Do you know that two of the Southern California utilities are now on the hook? They're suspending their dividends because of legal liability for wildfires in Northern California. And Edison is on the hook with legal liability from this month's fires in Southern California. And if you look at a chart of PCG, which is Pacific Gas and Electric, that's the Northern California one. Of course, that was the fires in the wine country area earlier. That stock has been pummeled. It's gone from $72 back in October before the fires. Today, it's hitting $44. What is that? That's a 56, 65% plunge in a utility because they're equipment or their assets may have been a part of the cause of the devastating fire in Northern California. And if that's not enough, you've got Edison, EIX, which has gone from 83 down to 65, suspending their dividend today because they may be on the hook with liability for the Southern California fires. You know, a lot of times it's the wind, which is kind of an act of God, isn't it? The wind blowing over a power line, sparking a fire. It's hard for me to understand how the utility is responsible for that. But nevertheless, there's two utilities that have been crushed because of the California fires. Self-driving. More news every single day. I still believe that the autonomous car movement is moving ahead at warp speed pace. Qualcomm is now getting in on it. Qualcomm got a self-driving permit in California. They got a permit to test self-driving vehicles on public roads. I better look out when I get home for those autonomous cars. Qualcomm expects to be a key player in the autonomous space. Now, I don't own Qualcomm, but I better add Qualcomm to my car revolution index, ICAR, I-C-A-R. Qualcomm stock, let's see how it's reacting to that news. Qualcomm's had a big push lately higher because of the interest in by Broadcom in buying the company, which Qualcomm has spurned so far. In September, Qualcomm announced a new chipset that lets cars communicate with other cars, as well as infrastructure like traffic lights, and has begun field trials of Ford vehicles containing the chipsets in San Diego County. So if you're in San Diego, and you see a Ford driving erratically in front of you, it could be Qualcomm chipset or an inebriated driver, one or the other. This is Bill Dennis. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Definitely the news of the day, the news of the week is a 65% sell-off in the Bitcoin ETF, GBTC. I think Bitcoin itself, I'm not quite sure, I think it's down about 50%. This week, as reality starts to set in, I think there were a lot of signs of frothiness and a top here for the last several weeks. We'll see. Maybe it's a buying opportunity in Bitcoin. I'm certainly not stepping up to the plate. You do what you want to do. But I've noticed that all the people that have been writing me recently defending Bitcoin, they stopped writing me here the last several days. Yeah, well, we'll see. Tesla plans a major navigation update. You know, Elon Musk, he knows how to use the superlatives, doesn't he? He says, we will be light years ahead of the current system, but we are testing it rigorously before rolling it out. Well, you know, Tesla, which I have my doubts about also ever being a profitable company, nevertheless, it is a $328 stock right now, a $55 billion market cap company that has yet to turn a profit. They do own some pretty good technology. They are way ahead of the other autonomous automakers and the GPS mappers, et cetera, except for maybe Google and their Waymo. I'm just not a fan of Tesla stock. You do what you want to do with Tesla. But Elon Musk was out with some more superlatives here today. Nike beats by 6 cents today. Not a fan of Nike stock at all. It has had a pretty good run here recently. My problem with Nike is it's about a 5% grower these days. I can't tell you how important that is for me as an investor looking for capital appreciation potential down the road. It's very difficult for me to invest in a 5% growth company when I can buy 15, 20, 25% growers, and many of them still trading at reasonable prices. Oh yeah, where do we find stocks like that? They're in my newsletter every single week. You know, I would not own them if they did not fit the strict valuation criteria that I place on stocks. We'll be sending out the newsletter. We're going to try to get it out early today so we can get a head start on a nice holiday weekend that I'm really looking forward to. If you'd like to check out the newsletter this week, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put a lot of the sector rotation that's taking place in the market right now. You'll see a lot of the new buys that I've made in areas of the market that I haven't played in for a long, long time. You'll see areas that I'm trimming back on. And, of course, the newsletter has the leading sectors right now. I would expect some turnover this week and in the coming weeks in those leading sectors. The app is very, very sensitive to a movements in the market. And I think you'll see some real interesting roadmaps heading into 2018. It's going to be a different kind of year. We got the tax cuts. You're not going to see the wild swings back and forth, you know, depending on which way Marco Rubio votes or which way John McCain votes. So all kinds of interesting things could happen here. Different year in 2018. I would say that there's a little bit less uncertainty in the market. As we begin 2018, of course, there's always geopolitical events that could play into it. I think we'll see a weaker dollar in 2018. Definitely we'll see a weaker dollar. And a weaker dollar points to a couple areas around the world and here at home in the U.S., sectors in the market that will benefit, from a weaker dollar. So that's a big trend to watch and to keep your eye out for in 2018 is weak dollar plays and also inflation plays. Let me just give you one example here. I might have talked about this stock the other day. Southern Copper Corp, engaged in the mining of copper, and they operate mining, smelting, and refining facilities in Peru and Mexico. Okay, this stock has basically been pretty sanguine here for quite some time in the $45 area. It's been trading between $35 and $45 now for about the last 6 or 7 years. But guess what happened here? In fact, 3 days ago, it broke out to new all-time highs. That's a good thing, right? It hit $46.44 here the other day. And as I do a valuation on the stock, I see a pretty decent, very nice-looking valuation on Southern Peru Copper. In fact, let me pull it up here in my app. Let's see where it's ranked right now. It's ranked at number 953, but it's moving up fast in rank. The company is expected to grow their earnings by 35% per year over the next 5 years. It is a $36 billion market cap company. Guess where it's headquartered? Phoenix, Arizona. That's right, Phoenix, Arizona. In fact, despite most of their mining taking place in Peru and Mexico, it pays a dividend yield of 2.2%. And my five-year target price on Southern Copper right now is $64 per share. It's currently trading at $46 per share. That's a good example of a commodity play that they're starting to rise up in rank. In fact, if I look at Southern Copper, most of the year it's been ranked by the Best Stocks Now app at around 3,200, 3,300, way down, where I would have no interest whatsoever. All of a sudden, it jumped up to like number 800, and it's moving higher. I redid my valuation here recently on the stock. I would expect the rank to continue to move higher in the Best Stocks Now app. And it is a stock that I currently own in my income and growth portfolio, with a very nice 2.2% dividend yield. That's just one example. You know what else I'm seeing? Copper is a commodity that is used in construction a lot. You know, anytime you put up a new building, the pipes, the plumbing, much of it is copper. It's a good indicator. It's a good economic indicator. Copper stocks and copper prices are a very good leading indicator of a global economy. And it's very encouraging for me to see the copper stocks and the copper prices breaking out right now. That's a leading indicator for the building stocks. And I've seen many building stocks like Masco, which makes cabinets and kitchen cabinets and things like that. I've seen Trex, which makes the plastic lumber that's so popular right now. I've seen that breaking out. I think we're entering into a new phase of the economy here, and I think it's time to start introducing some commodities, some building-type stocks, a little bit different. You don't have to depend on FANG this year. There's going to be a lot of other areas of the market, I think, that will join in. It will not be a pure technology year in 2018. And in fact, I would expect a lot of the technology sectors to underperform. That's right, underperform. Not all of them, but some areas of technology I would expect to underperform the market in 2018. Now, if you are a live trading subscriber, which we have a lot of out there, I have sent out several this past week of changes that I'm making in my portfolios right now. Sells along with buys, replacements. And I think that you've noticed that there's been a change in the flavor of the sectors that I'm buying, the stocks that I'm buying, and I've been locking in some big gains. You know, a lot of people are carrying forward stock, carry forward loss, carry forwards in their tax returns. And we're taking advantage of some of that to take some big gains here in the last month of the year to try to wipe out some of those tax loss carry forwards. So that's a good strategy this time of year. To take a look at some of your stocks with the biggest gains, and maybe you got a tax loss carry forward. Hey, take advantage of it. That's how you beat the capital gains tax. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We are working on the newsletter here today. Stephen's got about a one-hour head start here, so hopefully we can finish this thing early today and have a nice holiday weekend. We should be sending it out today, I hope by about 1 o'clock or so, 2 o'clock maybe, 3 o'clock, somewhere in there, Pacific Standard Time. And you can have it to peruse over the weekend. I will have some articles in there about the changes I'm seeing that are taking place in the market. They're quite dramatic, actually. I mean, it's pretty hard for this rotation to hide from the Best Stocks Now app, which is kind of the lie detector. You know, it's kind of the Geiger counter. It detects unusual and out of the ordinary volume and activity in certain areas of the market, and it also detects negative action in certain areas of the market. So that's going to be really critical. You know, no 2 years are ever the same. They're not the same in your life. They're not the same in sports. They're not the same in weather patterns. They're not the same in the market. 2018 will be a different market than 2017. You can't keep doing the same thing. And the robots right now and the asset allocators and the rebalancers right now are rebalancing heavily because of the extreme outperformance that the stock market had over the bond market this past year. The stock market was up anywhere from 16 to 20%, somewhere in there, while the bond market was only up a couple of percentage points. That has thrown the asset allocations of the computer models way out of whack. Okay? This is the time of year that they are rebalancing those portfolios. What do they have to do to get those portfolios back into balance? They have to greatly increase their exposure to the bond market, which to me is the worst idea right now possible. And they have to greatly decrease their exposure to the stock market right now. With tax cuts just happening, with S&P 500 earnings, and I'll have an update, I don't think that those tax cuts are built into the S&P 500 earnings yet. Of the companies, they probably will start to be built in coming weeks. That's also going to be very important to keep track of as to which companies will benefit the most. Right now, it looks like the banks and the financials stand to benefit of all the sectors that they stand to benefit the most from the tax cuts. But to be selling out of stocks right now and vigorously and aggressively buying into the bond market right now, it just makes little sense to me. But that's what the rebalancers are doing. That's what the asset allocators are doing. So if you've got a portfolio that all of a sudden you see, you know, the robots or your asset, your manager is buying a lot in the bond market right now, as interest rates start to break out through that 2.50 level, and as the bond market starts to break down, and at the same time the stock market is breaking out to new all-time highs, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, to rebalance four times a year or a couple times a year is a heck of a lot easier than what we do at Gunderson Capital Management. You know, we are in there watching the sector rotation as it relates to the asset classes. We don't have any exposure to the bond market. Our income portfolio was up about 17 or 18% this year so far. And that's just a dividend-paying portfolio of blue-chip stocks like Caterpillar, Boeing, Deere, and the likes. And we're doing a little bit of rotation there right now, adding a few energy, commodity-type stocks into that portfolio. To me, the rotation is definitely not taking place out of stocks into bonds, but that's what the computer models are telling the asset allocators to do, and they are following those asset allocations. I would like to know what kind of projections they are putting in for their clients as far as the bond portion of their portfolio going forward. Now, over the last 20 years, the bond market's done rather well. There's no way the bond market is even going to come close to giving those kind of returns because the bond market was helped by falling interest rates. And I just don't see that happening in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, over the next 3 to 5 years. Well, as of right now, the stock market by far, think of it this way. The stock market is ownership. The bond market is debt. You're lending money. Debt. You don't own any part of the company. You're lending money to them so that they can grow the business for the people that own the company. The stock market is equity. The stock market is ownership. The bond market is debt. To me, that's the first decision that you have to get right in your portfolio. At the beginning of the year, I said I wouldn't have any exposure to the bond market. Look at the difference in performance. If you would have had a 100% or 80% stock weighting and a very low to zero bond weighting, look at the difference in performance that would have made in your portfolio in 2017. And I think in 2018, the performance of the bond market is going to be even worse. So if you barely got a return out of your bonds in 2017, I think there's a very good chance you'll get a negative return on your bonds. Now, that's not what the asset allocation people want to hear. Three quarters of my business, my industry, is asset allocation, not my personal business. I go where the best opportunity is. So if you'd like to talk to us, if you'd like to start fresh, maybe that can be your New Year's resolution to become a little more active in the market instead of this passivity movement that has taken place with the vanguards and the asset allocation movement and the financial planners, etc. I just don't buy into it. I guess I'm a rebel. I guess I'm the contrarian. If 80% of the market is doing one thing and 20% of the market is doing something different, I'm in that 20%. I'm the contrarian out there. Now, you can begin by taking a look at our newsletter. We'll be hammering that thing out today. We'll have all of the sector rankings as we get ready to start a new year, the asset allocation rankings, and, of course, as always, best stock. Yeah. This is Bill Gunderson.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.